kid has to prove that O'Reilly knew he was lying. And O'Reilly is so crazy, he lies so pathologically, that it's harder to prove that O'Reilly knew he was lying. So oddly enough, if someone has a record of crazily lying, it is harder to sue them for defamation.
We hope you depend on us for the truth, because we're going to report the situation in Iraq without an agenda or any ideological prejudice. Paula Evans, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Bill, if you are so concerned about public figures being bad role models for children, please stop rudely interrupting your guests and telling them to shut up. Well, the shut up line has happened only once in 6 years, Ms. Evans.
We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes.
You know, I think that asking a student to stay in the closet in order to go
I'm
to school
is
a lot like asking an
sex.
African-American
no, 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 no.
student.
You know what
shut
I was
up.
Doing?
Shut up.
I was
going to
tell
him respect.
Why did you have to tell him you were an atheist if you didn't have any trouble reading the oath? Why didn't you just shut up? What Jimmy Carter should do is privately give Mr. Bush his opinion and shut up publicly. That would be best for the country.
And it is our duty as loyal Americans to shut up once the fighting begins.
Once the war against Saddam begins, we expect every American to support our military, and if they can't do that, to shut up.
All he's got in 6.5 years is that I misspoke, that I labeled a Polk Award a Peabody. He writes it in his book. He tries to make me out
to be
lying.
No,
hey, shut up.
No,
you had your 35 minutes. Shut up.
I was
up.
Surprised. And the reason I was surprised is that this ad equates the United States with the terrorists.
I said, I'm shocked that you're surprised. And basically just made the only point I wanted to make.
Our current president now inherited a legacy from his father and inherited a political legacy that's responsible for training militarily, economically, and situating geopolitically the parties involved in the alleged assassination and murder of my father and countless of thousands of others. So I don't see why it's surprising for you to think that I would come back and want to support
it. It is surprising, and I'll tell you why it's surprising. You are mouthing a far-left position. You see, even I'm sure your beliefs are sincere, but what upsets me is I don't think your father would be approving of this.
Well, actually, my father thought that Bush's presidency was illegitimate.
Maybe he did, but I don't think he'd be equating this country as a terrorist nation.
Well, I wasn't saying that it was necessarily like that.
So you keep your mouth shut.
I don't know any military commander who is honest who would say he has not made a mistake.
And I never represent you. You know why?
Why?
Because you have a warped view of this world and a warped view of this country.
There's a wonderful phrase. The fog of war. What the fog of war means is war is so complex, it's beyond the ability of the human mind to comprehend all the variables. Our judgment, our understanding are not adequate. And we kill people unnecessarily. Wilson said, we won the war to
this
end
is our
wars.
House here. If somebody comes to your house and begins spitting on the floor, you'd remove them. Glick was out of control and spewing hatred for this program and his country using vile propaganda.
I'm not so naive or simplistic to believe we can eliminate war. We're not going to change human nature anytime soon.
Then you got to take what comes.
You didn't
not
support
that we
the
hate you,
Martin
Sheen, but that we may not
want to
watch your television program anymore because we're identifying you with being against what we believe in.
It isn't that we aren't rational. We are rational. But reason has limits.
People in Afghanistan didn't kill my father. Sure they did. The Al-Qaeda people were trained there.
The Al-Qaeda people? What about Afghanistan?
See, I'm more angry about it than you are.
So what about George Bush?
Americans and indeed our current allies who actively work against our military once the war is underway will be considered enemies of the state by me. It's defamation.
There's a quote from T.S. Eliot that I just love. We shall not cease from exploring. And at the end of our exploration, we will return to where we started and know the place for the first time. Now that's, in a sense, where I'm beginning to be.
What about George Bush? He had nothing to do with it.
The director, senior, as director.
He had nothing to do with it.
The people that trained 100,000 Mujahideen who were...
I hope your mom isn't watching this. I hope your mother is not watching this.